Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, May 7th. The Delta County Sheriff's Office has been spoofed. According to a press release from Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor, starting last Friday on May 3rd, the Delta County Sheriff's Office began receiving hundreds of phone calls from all over the country. One phone call came from a gentleman sitting on the beach in Hawaii. The calls continued coming in yesterday. Everyone who called stated that they received a call from the Delta County Sheriff's Office stating their Social Security number and benefits were compromised and asked them to confirm their Social Security number. The phones rang nonstop last Friday for approximately 3 hours while officials attempted to notify people that they had been victim of a scam. This type of scam is called spoofing. When a person can make it look like a legitimate business, in this case the Delta County Sheriff, is calling requesting personal and financial information. In the press release, Sheriff Taylor said that the Sheriff's Office will never call and request personal or financial information over the phone. If you have experienced one of these calls and gave any information at all, contact your bank, credit card company, and the Social Security Administration to let them know you have been the victim of a phone scam. The Colorado General Assembly was quick to act on health care in the 2019 session. Eric Galatis from the Colorado News Connection has more.
Colorado health care advocates celebrated wins after the close of the 2019 legislative session and now are working to ensure programs are implemented. Bills headed to Governor Jared Polis's desk include the addition of a public insurance option, a measure allowing the state to buy medicine from Canada, and the creation of a reinsurance program designed to lower premiums. The passage of House Bill 1174 should result in an end to surprise out-of-network medical bills. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says bipartisan support for these protections has grown over the past several sessions.
I think it's reached a threshold now with so many consumers being hit by these surprise bills and so many legislators hearing about it and some of them being hit by those bills themselves that it really pushed this issue to the forefront.
HB 1174 protects people with state-regulated health plans. Fox says the measure also should act as a strong deterrent, but adds that the issue needs to be resolved federally to protect all consumers. Some health measures did not advance. A proposal to increase drug price transparency died over industry concerns about proprietary information, and a move to boost tobacco taxes to prevent addiction and fund education and health reinsurance was criticized as an unnecessary tax increase. Fox notes that while there were disagreements on some policies and how others should be implemented, he saw bipartisan agreement on the need to address the underlying causes of rising health costs.
There was less contention this session on healthcare in general. There was a very high level of bipartisan agreement that healthcare was something they wanted to work on and could find some agreement.
Some measures need federal approval before moving forward, including the addition of a public health insurance option under the Affordable Care Act. Fox argues with premiums increasing every year, especially in western and rural areas with just one or two carriers, there aren't enough options for Coloradans to choose the health care that they want.
By creating a public option at the state level, we can sort of spur that innovation and competition and try to make the private insurance market a little bit more robust and competitive.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Spring is an important time for bees and other pollinators. From Carbondale, Mark Dugan with KDNK Radio talked to beekeeper Mark Burrows about the insects' springtime habits and what to do to keep populations healthy.
What makes this time of year so important for honeybees and other pollinators?
This is the time of year they're all coming out of slumber. They're hungry. Typically, the dandelion is the first flower to come up, and that is their first forage. So I like to tell people, please don't mow the dandelions or poison them, spray them with anything. Give them at least a few weeks. Wait for a lot of other flowers to come up before you start mowing those down if you're not a dandelion fan, just because it's first forage for a lot of the pollinators, and pollinators are pretty important.
So we may see dandelions as a nuisance weed, but they are very important for our local pollination population, if you will.
Absolutely. That's their first meal coming out of their forced slumber over the winter.
Tell us a little bit more about the risk of applying a poison to something like a dandelion and how that has a chain reaction effect for the bee and the hive.
There's a couple of points. One is obviously if a bee or any pollinator lands directly on a dandelion that has just been sprayed within a few hours, they generally don't make it back home. If they do make it back home, they're coming back home with poison food. And they will take that and it'll be packed away into their little cells and then fed to the brood later on, which then brood being much more delicate, it will kill the brood or deform them in some way.
It's also swarming season for the honeybee. Mark, what does that look like and what are they doing when they swarm?
Swarms are really, really cool. Well, the first thing you should know is when honeybees swarm, they are at their most docile. There's really nothing to fear from them at all. We don't have Africanized bees in this area yet. It's just a process of propagation. The queen will leave the hive with half of the population of the hive and then go out and look for a new home. She'll have left a couple of new queens behind her, so that hive is good to go. They'll go to the closest place that the queen can get to and land and hang out there until scout bees go out and look for a new location to live. Sometimes that can take a few hours or up to a few days. So they typically land, especially in an area like this, we have a lot of trees, they'll land on trees. They could be waist high. I've seen them in bushes. I've seen them head high on trees. That's when it's nice for us as beekeepers. If somebody calls us to say, there's a swarm on my cherry tree, can you come and get it? That's easy. We just go in and basically shake it off into a box and take it home and put it in proper beehive of our making and on we go from there.
Well, certainly for someone inexperienced with bees, when they come across a swarm, say in a tree or in the bumper of their car, they get a little bit anxious. But for beekeepers, it's a relatively easy task to handle a swarm from what I hear. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's anxiety producing for sure, especially if you've never done it before, because you shake bees in a box and suddenly you've got half of them in the box and the other half, say like 30,000 bees in the air all around you.
Wow.
The goal is to get the queen in the box. If you get the queen in the box, then they'll all follow eventually. Most beekeepers will try to collect a swarm without even wearing a suit because they're so docile. They don't care. They have nothing to defend except for the queen itself, and they don't determine the queen's in danger at that point. Hmm. And if you do that to a hive, go like shake up a hive, you know, they would come after you in numbers because
sure,
that's their home and they're defending their home. But when they're out in the wild on a swarm, I can't think of any time I've ever been stung in a swarm. I probably have been just because of my own foolhardiness.
What should someone do if they happen across a swarm of bees?
Call a local beekeeper. Police and fire don't know what to do with it. They'll call a beekeeper.
Mark Burrows is a beekeeper based in Carbondale, Colorado.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, May 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.